the name of our one holy and living God. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our second reading today comes from the book of Revelation, which is the last book in the Bible. But before we can talk about the reading from Revelation today, we need to go back to the first book of the Bible, to Genesis, and talk a little bit about what's going on in there. We go back all the way to the beginning, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. Recognize that phrase, heavens and the earth? We heard that in Revelation today. And in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, welter and waste, tohu vabohu, and the Holy Spirit moved over the waters of creation, and God spoke, and God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw that it was good. And each day goes like this. So the next day, God takes the waters and separates the waters. Has the waters below, which are called seas, and then there's this dome called sky, and then these waters above. We call that outer space. They called it the waters above. They didn't quite know yet. And then the next day, those waters below, those seas are separated so the earth can be seen. And then God creates vegetation, the plants, the trees, the seeds, the fruits. And then the next day, God creates the sun and the moon and the stars. And then the next day, all the animals that go in those seas and go in those skies. All the fish, the whales, the dolphins, the oysters, the clams, all the shrimp, all that good stuff. And up in the sky, all those wonderful birds. And then on the next day, God creates all the land animals. And at the end of each day, God looks out over the creation and God says, it is good. It is good. It is very, very good. And then God takes a day to rest. At the end of the creation of all those land animals comes one more land animal, which is you and me. We are created, and we are made in God's image, and God tells us to take care of this creation that God has made, this good creation. God asks us to be its stewards. And then Genesis goes into another creation story, and in this creation story, which the order of things are a little bit different, but in this creation story, it's basically asking the question, well, if all of this is good, why is it that it seems like everything's so messed up in this world? And that's what the second creation story is getting at. And yet there is still this theme of it in there, of we are meant to be taking care of God's creation. Let's put that to the side for a moment. Let's go back now to Revelation. And it said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, referencing in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. There's a new heaven and a new earth that God is creating. Now, creation, that's about the past, right? Well, Revelation, that's about the future, right? That's this moment way out there. We call this the eschatology. That's your $5 word of the day. It's your academic word of the day. Eschatology, it means the end times. So we're talking about when God's going to come again. And so while in the beginning we're talking about creation, in the ending we're talking about salvation and whatever that means, which scholars have written tomes about, so we're not going to get deep into what salvation means. I'm just going to say whatever it means, right, that's what Revelation is addressing and talking about. But notice that in this salvific moment, this eschatological moment way out there that has not yet happened, that will occur, God says there is going to be a new creation. And in this new creation, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. What we have in both of these stories is God telling us that creation matters to God, that it is good. And it is our work to help take care of it, to steward it. That it nourishes us, it gives us food, it gives us drink. We even have here in the new creation these springs that are giving us life, right? That we are connected to the creation and we are related to it. And we have this sense that it matters to God in the past and in the end. it matters to God. If it matters to God in the past, and it matters to God at the end, guess what? It's going to matter to God now too, right? This present moment, creation matters. And that commandment to take care of this creation, to be stewards of it, never went away. It's still there. We are meant to still take care of this creation, to see its goodness and to tend to it. To use it, of course, to use it to nourish us, but not to abuse it. To remember it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to God, and we are its stewards. One of my favorite interpretations of the creation story comes from Desmond Tutu in his children's Bible. He says that creation comes about because God's love bubbled up and spilled over into creation. That all of creation is a manifestation of God's love. And that's true in Revelation as well. This new creation is a manifestation of God's love, a love so intense that, as it says in Revelation, God's going to dwell here in this creation with us. That God's greatest desire is to be with us in this creation. It's all manifestations of God's love. And so, in a sense, when you hear today in the gospel reading to love one another, I do not think that God meant only that we are supposed to love other people, but we're meant to love this good earth that God has made and entrusted to us. And so, my friends, take care of this planet. Take care, be stewards of this creation, as God has asked us to do, because it matters to God. And you are a part of the creation. And you matter to God as well. Amen.